Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
I'd like to just start off with another word of prayer.
我们开始再有点祷告。
Lord, we really beg you to be with us this morning.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为今天早上你要召集我们来到你面前。
Lord, we really need the filling of your Spirit.
主，我们实在需要你的灵来充满我们。
Fill us in a way like we've never been filled before.
主啊，你充满我们，主啊，像你前所未有的来充满我们。
We're in desperate times and we desperately need you.
因为我们是在一个主啊幕后的时代，我们实在是需要你。
And Lord, I pray again that you would allow your voice to be heard, not man's voice, not man's thoughts, but your voice and your thoughts.
主，我们祷告，今天早晨是你的声音被人听见，不是人的声音，是你的思想在我们中间被我们所得着，不是人的思想，人的说法。
So Lord, please allow your Spirit to come upon us in a really heavy way this morning.
主，实在是让你的圣灵能够重重的降临在我们每一个人的身上。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣名祷告，阿门。
Please turn with me to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
We're going to look at verses 1 through 11.
我们来读一到十一节。
And it's kind of a long section, so if it's okay with everyone, I'll maybe just read it in English, and the Chinese can just read along, if that's okay.
这一段比较长，如果可以的话呢，我用英文来读，请读中文的弟兄姊妹们跟着一块来读。
I am the true vine.
真葡萄树。
Oh.Sorry, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I'll just read it and have people, the Chinese can just read along on your own. Yeah. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, or in some versions it says, cuts off. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.Abide, and in some other versions it says, remain in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up.And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. So the more I think about this pandemic,
当我越多地想到这个疫情的时候,
the more I feel like God is sending a message and a warning to his own people.
我实在是觉得神借着这个疫情来向他百姓来发一个警告。
And this pandemic should cause something inside of us to reflect and to evaluate whether we are pleasing to the Lord or not.
我们每个人都应该借着疫情来反思我们在生活中间有什么事情是可以讨神喜悦的。
You know, are we just in a rush to get back to the same pre-pandemic state?
我们是不是很着急的要回到疫情之前的生活光景里面?
In a rush to get back to that pre-pandemic normal?
我们是不是要想回到疫情之前那个正常的生活状态里面。
I really feel like if we walk away from this and the pandemic is over and we have not changed at all in our lives,
如果疫情结束之后我们回到从前我们的生活没有改变的话
then we have perhaps missed the purpose completely.
我们也许就失去了神借着这疫情要在我们中间所做成的工作。
And I just feel like the Lord is really wanting his people to turn back to him.
我觉得神实在是要他的百姓回转来归向他。
Perhaps our pre-pandemic mindset was that we just wanted to focus on the outward things.
也许在疫情之前，我们的心思意念都是集中在外面的事情。
How do I look as a Christian?
我们作为基督徒，我们应该怎么表现
？How do I prove to brothers and sisters that I'm a good Christian?
我们怎么样向别的弟兄姊妹来证明说我们是一个好的基督徒
？You know, we use our own mind, our own intellect, our wisdom, and even our own experiences to try to make ourselves look right.
我们用自己的心思，用自己的智慧，用自己的经验，好像要使我们自己成为那个对的人。
When in reality, perhaps the Lord wanted something totally different out of us.
也许实际上主是要在我们每个人身上做不同的工作。
Perhaps pre-pandemic, we tried so hard to decorate our own lives to make it look really good.
也许在疫情之前，我们每一个人都很努力，要在我们生命上来一些做一些修饰的工作，好像使我们的生命看起来很正常。
But as each day goes on, I really feel like the Lord wants something more out of us.
但是在疫情里面，每一天的过去，我觉得主实在是要我们每个人身上要一些不同的东西。
That the Lord wants something to be real inside of us. And he wants something real to come out of us. And this can only be achieved if we are connected to the vine. And Jesus says, I am that true vine. So I wanted to go through these 11 verses.
我要来跟弟兄们一块来分享这十一节的经文。
There are so many points that we can draw from this, but because of time, I'm just going to highlight 3 points.
这段经文里面有这么很多的点可以跟弟兄们交通，但是因为时间的关系，我只是讲分享三个点。
The very first one is that we are called to bear fruit.
第一点的话呢，是说我们每一个人都被呼召来结果子。
In verse 8, it says, My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit.
这里说,你们多结果子,我父就因此得荣耀。
And this fruit is none other than what is spoken of in Galatians chapter 5, 22-23, spiritual fruit.
这里的结果子,这个果子不是别的,就是在加拉太书5章22节里面提到的圣灵的果子。
It is not a GMO fruit.
它不是那个基因改造的这个果子。
Genetically modified organisms are formed in a lab.
那个被基因改造过的那个植物，那个产品都是在实验室里面出来的。
And that GMO organism is a product of man's wisdom, man's intellect.
基因改造过的产品都是人的智慧，人的知识的产物。
So like GMO fruit that we see in a grocery store.
就像我们在商店里面，我们看见那些基因改造的产品。
GMO spiritual fruit is also a result of man's intellect, man's wisdom, man's thinking.
那我们讲到这个属灵的事情的时候，当我们讲到这个基因改造过的这个属灵的东西的时候，也是从人的知识、人的经验、人的智慧里面出来的。
You know, it could be out of good intentions.
也许是从人的这个好意里面出来的。
You know, we use our it's good intentions to want to do something good for the Lord.
我们有好的动机，我们要为主做一些事情。
But nonetheless, it is still originating from our own being, our own understanding.
那不管怎么样，都是从我们里面人里面出来的，从我们自己的认知里面出来的。
And sometimes, like I said, we are well-intentioned, but it's not what God wants.
很多时候，虽然你有好的动机、好的目的，可是不是神所要的。
For example, in our service, we are all called to serve, and so people think that I need to serve, so I'm gonna pour all my heart into these service tasks.
比如说讲到服事的事情的时候，我们都被呼召出来，我们要去服事。所以很多人说，那我就用我自己的力量去服事。
But if we use our own wisdom and our own intellect to serve, it really is not what the Lord wants.
但是如果我们是用我们自己的智慧、自己的知识去服事的时候，这个并不是神所要的。
And it, because it's from our own wisdom.
因为这是从自己的，我们自己人的智慧来的。
Is our service a result of abiding in the vine?
我们的服事就不是从住在基督里面这个结果出来的。
Or was it something that we thought of that sounded pretty good and we engaged in that service?
而是说我们自己觉得说哪个事情哪个想法很好，我们就自己去做。
Now, real spiritual fruit is born when we abide in the vine and abide in Jesus.
真正的属灵的果子，只有当我们住在基督里面，只有当我们连于葡萄树的时候，才能够结出来。
GMO spiritual fruit is born when we use our own intellect and our own experiences and our own thoughts and opinions.
基因改造的这个属灵的这个果子，也是从这人的智慧、人的经验、人的知识里面出来的。
And as soon as we use our own understanding and our own thinking, we immediately detach ourselves from the vine.
任何时候，当我们想用自己的经验和知识的时候，我们马上从这个葡萄树上就离开了。
So pre-pandemic, perhaps we have decorated our lives with a lot of GMO spiritual fruit.
在疫情之前，也许我们在我们的生活中间，我们装饰了很多从这个基因改造的这个方法里面出来的果子。
Perhaps we used our own intellect and our own thinking of what that fruit bearing looks like.
也许那时候我们都是用自己的知识，用自己的经验去想象说那个果子应该是什么样子。
Just like how the scientists make GMO fruit.
就像科学家在做这个基因改造产品的时候,
they make it look big, delicious, sweeter, tastier, more prone to insect infestations.
他们好像就使这个果子又大又甜又好看，而且呢不长虫子。
Perhaps pre-pandemic we used our own thought into thinking, well, if I say certain words in this prayer, I can make my prayer look bigger and better.
也许在疫情之前的话呢，我们就在有同样的想法，说也许我说这些话，我这么说，这么祷告，就能使我的祷告好像听起来更好，更美好。
Perhaps if I, in my fellowship, if I use these certain spiritual phrases, I can make my fellowship, my words seem so awesome.
或者在交通聚会里面，我们觉得说我们应该用这些词汇，就能使我的交通里面更听起来更属灵一些。
Or if I were to reach out to all of these people, then maybe perhaps my spiritual fruit will look a little bit bigger on me.
或者我们觉得当我们跟这些人联系的时候，也许我属灵的果子就能够显得更大。
So perhaps, brothers and sisters, we've decorated our lives with a lot of fruit, but not the type of fruit that the Lord wants.
也许在疫情之前，我们在我们的生活中间，我们装饰了很多的果子，这些果子不是神所要我们结的果子。
So the pandemic is not a random occurrence.
所以这个疫情不是一个随机发生的事件。
I think the Lord really has placed this in our midst as a shaking in our lives because He wants something real out of us.
主借着疫情能够在我们的生活中间能够产生一些震动的工作，因为他要我们能够结出那真实的果子来。
He wants something real to come out of us, a real bearing of spiritual fruit.
他要我们里面能够产生那些真实的东西，就是那个真正他要的果子。
Not that man made fruit that is just for a decoration.
不是那些从人手所结出来的人造的果子，只是用来装饰用的。
And sometimes we live our Christian life using our own thinking of how that Christian life should look.
很多时候我们过基督的生活是按照我们自己的想象、自己的想法去生活。
But if we are not abiding in that vine in Jesus,
但我们如果不住在基督里面，不连在这个葡萄树上的时候，
if we are supposed to be His branches and we're not abiding in Him, we've completely been detached from the source of life.
如果我们本来应该是葡萄树上的枝子，可是我们却没有连于葡萄树，那我们就跟它的生命就分开了，就不连了。
And the only thing we can produce is that man-made GMO spiritual fruit.
如果我们不连在这个 树上面的时候，我们所结出来的就是基因改造的这个产品。
And I joke, I call it a GMO spiritual fruit, but that GMO spiritual fruit is not spiritual fruit at all.
我是开玩笑说称之为基因改造的属灵的果子，但是基因改造过的属灵的果子就不是真正属灵的果子。
It's just man's fruit.
这是人的果子。
In every terrible form that it is.
在各种可怕的光景里面所结出来人的果子。
It is born out of our own thinking of how we can display a Christian life.
是根据我们自己的想法，我们觉得说基督的生活应该是怎么样，是给人看的。
So might we, before this pandemic is over, and before, more importantly, before the Lord returns,
在这疫情结束之前，更重要的是在主回来之前，
may we be able to bear real spiritual fruit.
愿我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能够来结的真正的属灵的果子。
Spiritual fruit that is born by abiding in the vine, by abiding in Jesus.
那属灵的果子只有借着住在基督里面，只有借着连于葡萄树才能结出来。
And really quickly, there's a consequence if we don't abide in the vine.
如果没有连于葡萄树，有一个结果就会显出来。
Verse 2 says you're cut off.
第二节这里说，他就减去。
Because you're useless.
因为你是无用的枝子。
The fruit that is born is useless.
因为你所结的果子是无用的。
It's not edible, it can't be sold, it's completely useless.
因为是不可食用的，也不能够 来销售产生利益，所以只能扔掉。
So remember, we are called to bear fruit But we need to bear that real spiritual fruit.
弟兄姊妹们，你要记得，我们被呼召出来去结果子，我们是要结那个属灵的果子。
And the second point I wanted to point out is the phrase, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing.
第二点我要提的就是，离开主耶稣，我们就什么都不能做。
And this can be found in verses 4 and 5.
这是在第四节和第五节里面。
And Jesus is the true vine.
因为主耶稣是真正的葡萄树。
He is the source and he is the sustenance of life.
因为他是生命的源头，他也是生命的本身。
And so as Christians, we can't live our Christian life without Christ.
作为基督徒，我们没有基督，我们就没有了基督的生命。
That might seem like a silly phrase, like duh, of course.
这好像听起来好像是很简单的事情，对，你没有基督，当然没有基督的生命。
But isn't it true that sometimes we actually live our Christian life without Christ?
但是呢，对我们每个人来讲的话，我们是不是有时有些时候，我们就好像要活基督的生活，却没有活在基督里面？
We use our own mind to think that, oh, this is how a Christian should look. This is how a Christian should speak. This is how a Christian should conduct himself.
我们用自己的心思、自己的想法说，哦，这是应该基督徒所想的，这是基督徒所说的，这是基督徒所做的。
And using our thinking, we completely leave out Christ.
我们在自己的思想里面的时候，我们完全把基督放在外面去了。
So apart from me, you can do nothing, Jesus tells us.
耶稣告诉我们说，离开我，你就什么也不能做。
So it applies to every aspect of our lives.
这一点的话，应该应用在我们生活中的各个方方面面。
Because if we live our Christian life detached from the vine, detached from Jesus, all it is just religion.
如果我们过基督的生活，却没有住在基督里面，没有连着葡萄树，我们只能够活在宗教里面。
It becomes dry, tasteless.
它就是枯干的，没有味道的。
We lose strength, we lose purpose.
就失去了目的，失去了力量。
And one small example in just our family life.
有一个很简单的例子，就是包括我们的家庭生活。
As parents, sometimes we struggle so hard to find wisdom in leading our family and leading our children. We struggle with it.
父母亲很多时候在努力说要来寻找智慧，要来带领这个家庭，带领孩子们。
If we use our own intellect or what we think is good, we fail.
如果我们用自己的智慧，用自己的知识来想说什么是好的事情，那么很可能我们就失败了。
As children, obeying your parents, it's such a hard thing to do, isn't it?
对孩子们来讲说，要顺服父母亲，这是很难的事情，是不是？
I mean, honestly, it's very hard.
确实来讲说，这是非常困难的一件事情。
But how can we do it? If we are connected to the vine,
如果我们连于葡萄树,
if we are connected to the life of Jesus,
如果我们连于耶稣基督的生命,
that life is there, the sustenance is there,
那个生命在那里, 那个十字也在那里,
and if there's something real there,
有一些真实的东西就在那里,
then we can see that beautiful fruit that is born.
我们就能看见说那个 真实的美好的属灵的果子结出来。
Then maybe we can actually see harmony in our family life.
然后我们就能在家庭生活中间看见那个和睦，看见那个平安。
Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing.
不，在基督之外，我们什么都不能做。
This is the story of my life for sure.
这也是我自己本身亲身的经历。
And there are also severe consequences as well.
这一点也讲到说一个很严重的一个结果。
It says in verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned.
这里第六节这里提到说，人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。Again,
we see that if we are not abiding in Jesus,
这里我们看见说，如果你没有住在基督里面,
what is our purpose?
那你生活的目的是什么呢?
We become totally useless.
你就成为那个无用的器皿。
There is absolutely no value.
你的生活，你的生命就没有价值了。
We might as well be cut off and thrown into the fire.
你就被剪下来，被扔到火里去了。
So brothers and sisters, we need to remember we have to abide in the vine.
弟兄姊妹们，一定要记得，我们要连于葡萄树。
And Jesus is the true vine.
因为耶稣是那真葡萄树。
And apart from him, we really can do nothing.
我们若不在他里面，我们就什么都不能做。
And this pertains to every aspect of our lives.
这可以应用在我们生活中的方方面面。
Very quickly, the last point.
很快，我们最后提最后一点。It's
really short. How do we abide in him? And how do we remain in him?
我们怎么样住在基督的里面？
Well, the Lord gave us a very, very simple instruction here.
这里我们主提供了一个非常简单的一个方法。
Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.
第四节这里说,你们若遵守我的命令,就藏在我的爱里。
So keeping his commandments, it's plain and simple.
遵守主的命令是非常简单的,非常直白的一件事情。
There's no hoops, other hoops to jump through.
没有任何的障碍我们需要越过。There's
no other religious practices and ceremonies that we need to engage in.
没有其他任何的宗教的这个仪式和行为我们去做。We
keep his commandments because in his word there's life.
我们需要遵守他的命令,因为在他的话里面有生命。
So especially in the times that we're in, we need to learn to cling to his commandments.
所以在这种特殊的情况下面呢,我们需要来学习的抓住他的话。And
if we do, then we abide in his love.
如果我们这么做的话呢,我们就住在他的爱中。If
we do, if we are abiding in him, then we can produce and bear real spiritual fruit.
如果我们住在他的爱中的话呢,我们就能够结出那真正的属灵的生命的果子。
Something that is real and something that is from him and not man-made.
这个果子就是真实的,这个果子就从他来的,不是从人来的。
You know, again, before this pandemic is over, before the Lord returns, I hope that, at least in my life, I could bear more real spiritual fruit.
我就要再提醒大家,在这个疫情结束之前,在主回来之前,我们盼望每一个人都可以在我们生命中结出那真正的属灵的生命的果子来。
I really sense that we have decorated our own lives, we've hung up too much fake fruit in our lives.
我觉得之前我们每一个人都在我们的生活中间,生命中间挂了很多假的那个果子上面。
A lot of GMO spiritual fruit, that is really just fake.
很多那种基因改造的这个果子,这是假的果子。
We think about how I can look better as a spiritual Christian.
我们在想说我们怎么样能够在人的面前表现得更像一个属灵的基督徒。
And we're so determined to make our fruit look prettier, bigger, and more appetizing.
好像我们决定要把我们所结的这个果子变得更大,更美好,更讨人喜悦。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be connected to that vine.
弟兄姊妹们,这里很重要的一点就是我们要跟那个葡萄树连在一起。
Because apart from Jesus, we can't do it.
因为我们若不藏在他里面,我们就什么都不能做。
I just wanted to end with verse 11.
最后我们要停在这11节。
It says, These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full, or in some version says, be complete.
这11节这里提到说,这些事我已经对你们说了,是要叫我的喜乐存在你们里面,并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
This is the result of abiding in the vine, abiding in Jesus.
这就是连于葡萄树,住在基督里面所有的那光景。
That his joy can be in us, and then our joy can be complete.
这个结果的光景就是,他的喜乐能够在我们里面,我们里面的喜乐能够满足。
Sometimes we think that, oh, well, God just gives us a Bible and we have to follow this and it's just like a textbook that you read and you just have to do a list of all these things.
很多时候我们还想说,好像是圣经是神给我们的一本书,好像就像教科书一样,我们需要按照教科书上面所做的一条一条来去做。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord loves us so much. He wants his joy to be in us. He wants our joy to be made complete.
弟兄姊妹们,我们的神,我们的主是何等的爱我们,他要把他的喜乐来赐给我们,他要我们里面的喜乐能够满足。
So maybe, brothers and sisters, before this pandemic is over, we can all evaluate ourselves to really see, are we bearing real spiritual fruit?
弟兄姊妹们,在疫情结束之前,我们盼望每一个人都能够来检视一下自己,看看我们生活中间,生命中间,我们是不是有真正的生命的果子结出来。
If we are not, we need to be reconnected to that vine.
如果没有的话呢,我们需要重新连到这个真葡萄树上面去。
And genuinely abide in him.
我们能够真正的活在基督里面。
That'll be the end of my sharing.
这就是我的分享。
Let's thank the Lord for our brother's sharing.
我们感谢主,为着我们弟兄的交通感谢主。
I would like to continue to fellowship with the brothers and sisters by reading a few Bible verses.
我要继续和弟兄姊妹交通,我们先读一些经节。
If you could, please turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
如果可以的话,请打开马太福音11章29节。
I'm going to first read it in English, and my brother is going to be do it in Chinese.
我先读英文,然后我弟兄用中文读。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am weak and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑, 你们当负我的轭, 学我的样式, 这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Another verse is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 5.
另外一节经文是希伯来书第四章第五节。
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest,
又有一处说他们断不可进入我的安息。
So, brothers and sisters, I would like to fellowship with you concerning one topic, that is to rest in Christ.
我想和弟兄姐妹这样一个主题，就是在基督里面得安息。
I think we all know that the rest is very, very important, not only even for our physical well-being and also for our spiritual condition.
我们相信安息不仅对我们身体上的健康，对我们灵里面健康都非常重要。
So, brothers and sisters, if you, I don't know whether you had a good night's sleep yesterday.
我不知道你昨天晚上是否睡得好。
And if you did, then probably you feel yourself rejuvenated and feel energized and fully charged.
如果你昨晚睡得好，你会觉得今天早上很有活力，你觉得你已经充满电了。
But on the flip side, if a poor night of rest could cause us to feel tired, lethargic, and even sometimes grumpy.
但另外一方面，如果我们睡得不好，可能我们今天早晨就觉得有点疲倦，或者是脾气不好。
And brothers and sisters, that also apply to us in our spiritual condition.
弟兄姐妹们，这也应用在我们属灵的生命里面。
And brothers and sisters, how's our walk with the Lord?
当我们和主同行的时候。
And do we feel our walk with the Lord with a strength?
我们是不是觉得我们与主同行的时候有力量呢？
Or do we feel tired, lack of energy?
还是我们觉得好像没有力量，而且觉得没有精力？
Do we feel weary and heavy laden?
我们是觉得说非常背着重担，而且非常劳苦。
Probably the issues hinges in the matter whether we find rest in the Lord.
我想这个问题的决定的点就是在于我们是否在主里面有安息。
No wonder the Lord says through the prophet Isaiah.
所以难怪主借着先知以赛亚这样说。
It's in Isaiah 30, verse 15.
是在以赛亚30章第15节。
In repentance and the rest, you will be saved. In quietness, that can also be translated as a rest. And the trust is your strength.
这里讲到说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。这平静也可以是说翻译成安息。Only
when we know how to rest can we walk with strength.
只有当我们知道如何能够有安息，我们才知道怎么有力量能够行走。So,
brothers and sisters, what is rest?
所以弟兄姐妹们，安息是什么？
And in the original language, there are quite a few words that has been translated as a rest.
在圣经里面有些很多字是被翻译成安息。But
they all carry the meaning of a tranquility, sensation, having a break or refreshment.
他们都有一些意思，就是很平静、很安稳、很祥和的这意思。And
yet, that is to describe our inward condition.
但是我们知道，这事实上是讲到我们里内在的光景。
Brothers and sisters, we know that this rest is not in ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们应当知道，这样的安息本来不在我们肉身里面的。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 5, which we just read, it says that it is a, God says that it's His rest.
因为我们刚才读到希伯来书第4章第5节，那里讲到是说，我的安息，这是神的安息。
And yet God's rest was demonstrated in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ when He was on earth.
但是当我们主耶稣基督在地上的时候，神的这个安息就在他身上彰显出来了。
We know that when our Lord was in His flesh, there were a lot of things could cause Him to feel panicky and to be anxious.
因为我们知道，当我们主耶稣基督在地上的时候，有很多事情是可以叫他非常惊慌、非常的忧虑的。But
as a brother says that the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, His life was marked by a peacefulness of a spirit. And the real rest of heart.
但正如我们也弟兄这样说，我们主耶稣基督在地上的生活里面，事实上是彰显出那个安息平静的一种光景。
Often he was in storms, whether it was physical storms or stormy events in life.
很多时候我们看见主耶稣基督是在暴风的侵袭里面，不管是说真正的暴风，或者在生命里、生活里面一些暴风雨的事情。
But really, storms were in him.
但是我们发现，在主耶稣基督里面却没有任何的暴风雨。
And there were a lot of demand of him.
我们知道有很多人向他要求很多事。
But he was never overwhelmed by them.
但是他从来没有被这些事情所冲倒。
He was never distressed.
因为他在这些事情上并没有任何的忧虑。
And he never lost his calm or composure.
他从来没有失去他的平静、他的安息。
And he went through it all with a peace and a rest of heart.
而他在经历这些事情的时候，他仍然在心里面有和平、有安息。
So a brother says that we see Christ's rest is not to rest from work.
所以我们看见有一位弟兄这样说，我们看见主耶稣基督的安息，不是说他什么事都不做的安息。
And rather, it is the rest in work.
相反的是，他的安息是在既工作又安息。
It is not a rest of inactivity.
他的安息并不是说什么事都不做的安息。
But it is a rest that is with a harmonious working with all the faculties in his being.
而是因说他在安息，他的安息是在各样事情里面有和谐的一些光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the rest of our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是我们主耶稣基督的安息。
And this is the rest we are to have.
这也是我们应当有的安息。
As a matter of fact, when we believe in the Lord, the life of the Lord is already in you, also in me.
事实上，当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，他的安息就已经在你和在我里面了。
Yeah, in his life, we already find that rest.
是在他的生命里面，我们应当已经找到这个安息。
And we have his life.
我们有他的生命。
And a life is to be lived.
而这个生命应当是活出来的。
So I would like to share a few points concerning how to live out that life, how to experience that rest.
我想要教弄几点，就是怎么样把这个生活活出来，来经历这个生命。
And the first, we need to deal with a sin by the blood of Christ.
第一件事情我们当要做的就是靠着主耶稣基督的血来对付罪。
We do know that the sin severs our fellowship, our communion with our God, who is the author of rest.
因为我们知道，我们都知道这个罪使我们与父神这位安息的主隔绝了。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you have this experience.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你是否有这样的经历。
Sometimes we may fall into sin.
有时候我们可能在罪里面跌倒，落到罪里面。
And we feel we are accused.
我们觉得我们被控告了。
Because our conscience has been cleansed by the blood, it has become very sensitive. When we are in sin, our conscience will accuse us.
因为我们的良心是被血洗净的，所以我们良心变得非常敏感。当我们落在罪里面的时候，那良心是非常敏感的。
And we have this guilty conscience.
所以当我们在落在罪里的时候，我们就有这个被罪过的感觉。
And we feel ashamed.
我们觉得羞耻。
And then we dare not to face the holy and the righteous God.
所以我们就不敢面对那位圣洁公义的神。
Brothers and sisters, in sin, there is no rest.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在罪里面是没有安息的。
The fellowship with the God of rest has been cut off.
因为和那位安息的神交通已经断绝了。
We live in guilt, in shame, and accusation.
因为我们是活在那种罪恶感、羞耻感和一些罪恶的感觉里面。
But we thank the Lord because in God's salvation, the blood of our Christ has been provided for us.
但是我们感谢神，借着救恩，主耶稣基督的血已经提供给我们了。
And that is a God's provision to deal with our sins.
因为这是神为我们所预备的，为了要应付对付我们的罪。
By looking at the blood of Christ, our God will forgive.
因为当神看见基督耶稣的宝血的时候，他就要赦免我们。
No matter what greater sin we might be in, as long as God sees the blood of Christ on us, He will forgive.
不管我们在任何的罪里面，任何大的罪的里面，当神看见这宝血的时候，他要赦免我们的罪。
When God looks at the blood of Christ, He will cleanse.
因为当神看见基督耶稣的血， 他就要洁净我们。
Because the blood of Christ can cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Brothers and
sisters, we are under the new covenant.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们现在在新约底下。
It is the cleansing effect of the blood of Christ.
这就是基督耶稣宝血洁净的果效。
It is totally different from the blood of the animal in the of the sacrifice in the old under the old covenant.
因为在旧约里面那些牺牲所流出的血，这些血跟新约是完全不一样。
Because for the blood of the animal was all only to cover the sins.
因为那时候这些牺牲的这些动物的血，它只能遮盖罪。
And yet the blood of Christ can cleanse our sins without leaving any spot or stain of sin.
而基督的血能够把我们完全洁净，洁净到完全没有任何的污点。
By looking at the blood of Christ, our God will remember no more.
当我们神看见基督的血的时候，他就不再纪念这些罪愆。
He will totally forget our sins.
他会完全把我们的罪不再纪念。
And we thank the Lord because our, like our brother says, our God has this perfect and complete wisdom.
那正如我们弟兄教宗的，我们的神有这个完全的智慧。
And so that he could remember what he chooses to remember.
所以我们的神他可以选择他想要记得的。
And he can forget what he chooses to forget.
而且我们的神有这个能力，他能够选择他所想要忘记的事情。
And our issue is that we have this imperfect wisdom.
但是我们的问题是我们的智慧不完全。
And a lot of times we try to remember something we often forget.
因为我们很多时候我们想要记得一些事情，但是却把它忘了。
And sometimes we don't want to remember, but it just cannot get it out of our memory.
但有时候我们不想记起来的事情，却在我们记忆中一直出现。
But we thank the Lord.
但是我们感谢主。
Because of the blood of Christ, and our God will forgive. And because of the blood of Christ, our sins can be cleansed. And because of the blood of Christ, our God will not remember anymore.
所以我们感谢主，因为他的宝血，我们的借着他的宝血，我们的神会赦免我们的罪，也不再纪念我们一切的罪。
But this is God's provision. But on our end, as a man, we have our responsibility as well.
这是神为我们预备的，但对我们作为人，我们也有责任。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins.
因为在约翰一书第一章第九节那里讲到说，我们若认自己的罪。
And that is our responsibility to confess.
这就是我们的责任了，我们应当要认罪。
And our confession is the prerequisite to effective efficacy of the blood of Christ.
因为我们的认罪就是要叫主耶稣基督的血产生果效。
And the confession in the original language means that to agree, to come to the same conclusion.
所以这个承认呢，在原来历史也有说要同意，而且两个人是同心的相信这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit reveals our wrongdoings,
所以弟兄姊妹们，当圣灵把我们的过犯显出来的时候，
and we need to agree.
那我们就必须要承认，
and we need to declare.
我们必须要同意，
and we need to come to the same conclusion, and we need to confess.
所以我们应该与圣灵走在同一的路上，我们应当承认。
So the blood of Christ can cleanse us
好叫,
from all our unrighteousness.
好叫主耶稣基督的血能够洁净我们一切的不义。
Another thing is that to enter into this rest, we need to do it through faith and also by the Holy Spirit.
那另外一件事情要注意，就是要进入这个安息，我们一定要有信心，要靠着圣灵的信心。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11, it says that the reason we fail to enter into the rest is because of unbelief.
在希伯来书4章11节那里讲到说，我们不能进入安息是因为不信。
Therefore, we can see that to enter this rest, faith is indispensable.
所以我们看见要进入这个安息，信心是不可或缺的。
On the other hand, actually, our faith could also deal with this hindrance, and that is caused by our souls.
那我们另外看见，我们信心能够克服我们这个因我们魂里面所产生的障碍。
And Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11 also says that let's labor to enter into the rest because there's a hindrance, and the hindrance is the restlessness of our souls.
那希伯来书4章10节那里也讲到说， 我们应当竭力进入那安息，我们就发现说要为什么要竭力，因为有一个阻挡，这个阻挡就是因为我们不安息。
And brothers and sisters, our soul is very, very unstable.
因为弟兄姐妹们，我们的魂事实上是不稳定的。
And our mind is divided.
我们的心思常常是多样性的，分岔的。
And oftentimes we have this lot of doubts and we have different thoughts going into all directions.
你很多时候我们的心思是到处飞扬的。好像很多方面 去的。
I don't know whether you have this experience. Sometimes I have this wandering thoughts in my mind to the point that I could lose my sleep.
我不知道说你是不是有同样的经历，因为有时候我想着想着想到非常的复杂，结果突然睡不好觉。
And our emotions is like the Sea of Galilee. Oftentimes it has a stormy night.
而我们的情绪呢，是像加利利海一样，是常常是起伏的。
Brothers and sisters, if we let our souls to be in charge of life, then our inner life will be full of conflicts, turmoils, and there will be no rest.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们容让我们的魂生命来控制我们的话，我们发现我们的生命就非常的起伏，非常的翻腾。
But we thank the Lord because the faith is the way for the salvation of our souls.
但是我们感谢主，我们看见了信心是叫我们魂生命得救的方法。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 it says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
因为彼得前书一章九节是这样说，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂或者魂的救恩。
Because our faith could direct our gaze upon the Lord.
因为我们的信心可以引导我们的路到主那边去。
And our faith will to teach us to put our trust entirely on Him.
而我们的信心能够教导我们，让我们完完全全信靠主。
And as a result, we will become more simplistic and more singular and more stable.
最终的结果就是我们更能够很纯一、很简单的、很平稳的来靠主。
And our soul will.Be experiencing the salvation, and our soul could be purified.
而我们的魂也能够经历这救恩，我们的魂能够得到洁净。
Brothers and sisters, our faith directs our eyes upon the Lord who is trustworthy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的信心使我们的眼目能够转向主耶稣，而我们知道主耶稣是信实的。
And the faith will actually means that we are to be fully persuaded by the word of the Lord so that we can put our trust in Him.
而信心也能够叫我们完完全全信服主的话，使我们能够信靠他。
And we can trust in Him because He is trustworthy.
我们可以信靠他，因为他是可信的。
Because His sovereignty and His love for you and for me.
因为他是那最高的掌权者，而他是爱你和爱我的。
And in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29,
在马太福音十章二十九节
and the Lord says that without God's permission, not even a sparrow could fall onto the ground.
因为那里主耶稣基督讲到说，若不是父神允许的话，连一个麻雀都不能落到地上。
Brothers and sisters, he talks about our God's sovereignty. He's in full control of everything, big or small, even small like a sparrow.
我们看见在这里讲到说，我们神的最高的主宰的权柄，因为甚至一个小小的麻雀，它掌管大事小事，但是甚至一个小小麻雀，它都掌管。
And in same chapter, verses 30 and 31, the Lord continues to say, This great God values and cares for us. He even numbers and labels our hairs.
因为我们在接下来的三十、三十一节那里也讲到说，我们的神，这伟大的神，他甚至非常顾念我们，甚至连我们头上的头发，他都每一根都编过号。
Brothers and sisters, this great God, the creator of the universe, is your father and my father.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这位伟大创造宇宙的神，他是你我的父。
And he loves you, and he cares for you to the point that he even cares how many hairs you have.
是的，他顾念你，他也爱你，他也甚至知道你头上的每根头发。
Because of his sovereignty and his love for us, we could fully entrust ourselves into his gracious hands under all circumstances.
因为他向着我们的爱，因为他是那最高的主宰，所以我们可以在任何事上信靠他。
As we are to enter the rest, not only do we need to do it through faith, but also by the Holy Spirit.
当我们要进入这安息的时候，我们不仅要靠着信心，而且我们要靠着借着圣灵。
We know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of a reality.
我们知道圣灵是那真理的灵，引领我们进入一切实际。
And only the Holy Spirit can lead us into the reality of this rest.
而只有圣灵能够领我们进入这个实际。
And when we go back to Matthew chapter 11 verse 29, the verse we just read, the Lord has this calling for us to yoke with Him and also to learn of Him.
我们可以回到马太福音十一章二十九节，那里讲到说，主说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And the Lord's yoke is a yoke of rest.
因为我们主耶稣基督的轭，事实上是安息的轭。
And He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to serve with Him.
因为他愿意我们与他同行，与他同工。
The Lord also says that we need to learn of Him.
而主耶稣基督也说，要学我的样式。
Brothers and sisters, to learn of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要学主的样式。
It's not just some outward imitation.
事实上，不只是说在外面的这些模仿。
And we know that our Lord was the best teacher when He was in His flesh.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督在肉身里的时候，他是一个最好的夫子。
And yet His teaching to His disciples were just on the outside.
虽然他是那时候教导门徒是在外面的这样教导。
So oftentimes we see His disciples either couldn't understand Him.
所以我们有时候看见那他的那时候门徒好像有时候不能明白他。
Or failed to do what He just said.
或者说没有做主耶稣基督吩咐他们做的。
But we thank the Lord because the Holy Spirit has come.
但是我们感谢主，圣灵已经来了。
He is the other comforter.
他是我们，他是我们的保惠师。
And He is the teacher of truth.
他也是教导真理的老师。
And His teaching is on the inside.
而我们知道圣灵的教导是内在的。
And His teaching is to touch the very essence of our lives.
而圣灵的教导是摸着我们生命里面的最基本点。
And that's why the Lord says that it is expedient or it is profitable for you, for Him to go away so that the Holy Spirit may come.
所以这是为什么主耶稣基督说，我去让圣灵来与你们是有益的。
Brothers and sisters, to yoke with the Lord, to learn of Him, is to be taught by the Holy Spirit inside, inwardly.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们要与主共赴一轭的时候，就是要借着圣灵在我们里面 来教导我们。
And why did the Lord call His disciples or the Jews or even us to yoke with Him?
所以为什么主耶稣基督要他的门徒，要那些犹太人，甚至我们一起来与他赴轭呢？
And because there is another yoke.
因为在这里有另外一个轭。
And like our brother just touched upon, it is a yoke of a religion.
因为刚才我们弟兄也交通过了，这个另外一个轭事实上是宗教的轭。
And the yoke of religion is to restrain, to restrict.
也这个宗教的轭事实上是辖制人的。
The yoke of religion is to fulfill God's requirements by our own efforts.
也宗教的轭要叫我们好像靠着自己的力量来完成神的旨意。
And that is to keep what God commands, to keep the law of God with all we have.
好像要想靠我们自己尽我们一切所能来去遵守神的诫命、神的旨意。
So there may be do's and don'ts, a lot of requirements and regulations.
因着那个关系，所以也许我们看有很多的需要做的，或者很多不该做的事情。
And that was not only for the religion, Judaism back then, but it could also happen to our Christian walk before the Lord as well.
那个宗教的轭不仅仅适用在那时候的犹太教里面的人，事实上在今天我们基督徒里面可能也会产生。
And this yoke of a religion,
而这个宗教的轭
as described in the Bible, is a heavy and a difficult burden.
而圣经上讲到这个宗教的轭的时候，的确说它是非常沉重、非常困难的轭。
It's so difficult, so heavy to bear.
因为这个轭实在叫人背起来非常的沉重、非常难过。
And it is a yoke of slavery.
因为这个轭事实上叫人做奴仆的。
And we will be put in bondage and there is no liberty.
因为我们被辖制在奴仆的轭下，变成没有自由了。
Brothers and sisters, think about this. If we are under such a heavy burden, difficult burden, and we are being yoked by put in bondage under this yoke, and our Christian walk will be very, very miserable.
弟兄姐妹们，我们想象一下，如果我们是被一个这个非常沉重的轭所，我们是背这个非常沉重的轭的话，我们的基督徒的生活必定是非常困难。
Brothers and sisters, whether we have been under the yoke of slavery,
弟兄们，我们是否是在这个奴仆的轭辖之下呢
？And sometimes we feel like the requirements of being a Christian is very difficult.
有时候我们好像想说，哦，要做一个基督徒，这个要求好像非常困难。
And oftentimes we will fail from the expectation.
很多时候我们就会失败，我们好像达不到那个期待。
And we feel self-condemned.
我们就觉得想自己定罪自己了。
And we could fall, and we could not put ourselves back up.
而我们就会跌倒，甚至无力能够再站起来。
And if sometimes for some reason I could do well in a certain regard.
或许有时候我们做基督徒的时候，我们有些事情做好了。
And then we will feel pretty good about ourselves.
我们就觉得自己还不错。
And probably at that time we may look down.Others.
但是在那个时候呢，我们也许就会轻看其他人了。
So our Christian walk, if we are under such a yoke, and our Christian walk could be filled with a self pride and self condemnation.
所以我们基督徒的生活就是不是就是充满了自己定罪自己，或者是充满了自己为骄傲的时候。
And so we may like riding a roller coaster and going up just for a moment, and then we come back down.
那我们就好像在坐云霄飞车一样，有时候走得很高，但是突然的就下来了。
And probably we're going to stay down for a long time.
也许我们又会在低谷一段时间了。
And somehow, by the grace of God, we'll come back up a little bit, and then we'll go back down.
那有时候也许借着神的恩典，我们又上来一点，但是之后又跌下去了。
And this would be the condition under the yoke of slavery.
而这个光景正是说明我们是在奴仆的轭辖制之下。
But we thank the Lord.
但我们感谢主。
If we do live by the Spirit, the yoke of the religions will be taken off from us.
我们如果借着圣灵而生的话，那奴仆的轭就会从我们身上拿去。
If we are led.
如果我们被圣灵引导的话，那奴仆轭就会被除去。
Yes. And Galatians chapter 5:15 it says,
加拉太书第五章第十四节这样说
If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下。
We know that the law is about the shadow of things, good things to come.
我们都知道，其实律法是那将来要来的美事的影儿。
And the very substance is Christ himself.
而那个形体应该就是基督耶稣本他自己。
And the Holy Spirit leads us to live in the life of Christ.Of our Lord.
也圣灵是引导我们能够进入基督的生命里面。
By really touching the substance of reality, then we are no longer under the yoke of the law.
当我们真的得到那个属灵的实际的时候，我们就不在那奴仆的轭辖制了。
Brothers and sisters, can we not say hallelujah, give thanks to the Lord for what he has done for us?
弟兄姐妹，为着主向我们做人现，我们不能不说 hallelujah.
And because he has set you and set me free.
因为他实在是释放了你，释放了我。
And he has this rest for you and for us to enjoy.
他有预备这个安息，让你我能够享受的。
We are no longer under the yoke of slavery, but we are under the yoke. We are yoked with the Lord for rest.
因为我们不再在奴仆的轭辖制了，我们乃是与主同父一轭。
And we can walk with him, and we can serve with him.
而我们可以与他同行，可以与他一同侍奉。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit continue to teach us.
我们祷告圣灵继续来教导我们。
The more rest we could have in the Lord, the more strength we could have while walking with Him.
我们能够在主里面得更多的安息，我们就会得到更多的力量，能够与主同行。
And praise the Lord.
赞美主。
For His great salvation.
为了他这一个大的救恩，我们赞美他。
And that will conclude my salvation. My share.
我交通停在这里。
And let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，赞美你。
And because indeed you are our Savior, you are our Lord.
因为你实在是我们的救主，我们的主。
And we thank you and praise you, just as our brother shared, you are the true vine.
我们感谢你，正如我们弟兄交通的，你是真葡萄树。
how necessary it is for our Christian walk to be in a real connection with yourself.
当我们能够真实的与你连接的时候，我们的基督的生活行走才有力量。
And Lord, I pray that you will teach us to abide in you.
主啊，我们祷告你能够教导我们能够住在你里面。
And to remind us, continue to keep your commandments.
提醒我们能够长守你的诫命。
So that we can truly abide in you.
好叫我们能够真实的住在你里面。
And we also thank you that you are the God of rest.
我们感谢你，因为你是安息的神。
And you are leading us to enter into your rest.
你正在引领我们进入你的安息。
And so that in your rest we can walk and we can serve with you with strength.
好叫在你的安息里面，我们可以与你同席，能够有力量来侍奉。
And Lord, I pray that you will teach us and to deal with our sins, whatever it is.
主啊，我们祷告，不论我们的罪是什么，我们祷告求你来对付。
And we also pray that you will continue to lead us through faith and by the Holy Spirit into the reality of this rest.
我们也祷告，借着信心，借着圣灵，你继续引领我们进入这一切的实际。
We thank you and praise you because you have begun the good work.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你已经动了，开始动了这个善功。
And you will perfect it to its completion.
你必定成全。
You save us. You save us to the uttermost.
因为你救我们，就必救我们到底。
We want to give you praise and worship.
我们要把敬拜和赞美献给你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉靠主耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. So following, we have a few simple announcements.
接下来我们有几点简单的交通。
Actually, before we do announcements, we would like to welcome anyone who is here for the first time.
在我们交通报告之前呢，我们先要欢迎一下，是不是有第一次来到我们当中的。
If you are here for the first time for the in-person meeting, please stand up.
如果你是第一次来到实体，弟兄姐妹朋友们，请你站起来。
Okay, we have a one or two.
Yeah. 我们有两位。
Probably like the last Sunday. And if you could, possible, loudly speak your, say your name.
也许像上主日一样，如果你能够大声的把你的名字讲一下。
Okay, we are not going to use the microphone, but it's just say your name.
请你就把你的名字大声的讲一下。
Welcome you.
欢迎。
Okay, welcome.
欢迎。
Okay, we have a few simple announcements.
我们几点简单的事情报告。
So, brothers and sisters, all the weekday meetings are still to be held online.
在周间的聚会仍然都是线上。
And please check our church website for details.
请你可以来到教会的网站来看内容。
And next Sunday, the speaking brother is Brother Lee Ma.
下个主日我们有玛丽弟兄交通。
And the interpreting brother is Brother Wei Ti Chan.
郑维替弟兄翻译。
And please remember our brother's service in our prayers.
请在祷告中纪念我们弟兄们的服事。
And if we, brother and sister, you want to come on Sunday for the in-person meeting, for the breaking of bread, also for the message meeting.
弟兄姐妹们，如果主日你要来到这里实体参加波饼聚会和信息聚会的话。
And we still need to sign up beforehand.
我们还是需要报个名。
And you can find the sign up link on our church website.
报名的连结在我们聚会的网站上有。
Okay. The daytime saving gonna end early morning next Sunday, November the 7th.
下个主日 11月7号早晨, 日光节约时间就结束了。
And that means we're gonna have a 1 hour back. That's a good news.
好消息就是说我们会多得一个小时。
So that means, on that Saturday, please turn your clock back by 1 hour. Say now it's 12, around 12, you're gonna turn it back to 11.
那也就是说，下个主日前的礼拜六晚上，你要把时钟再调回一小时。比如说，如果是12点，你要调成11点。
And also pray that, brothers and sisters, you will use that extra hour wisely.
那我们也祷告说，弟兄姐妹，我们可以用那多出来一个小时，能够有智慧的使用它。
Okay. baptismal meeting is scheduled on December 12th.
我们在12月份有一个受浸聚会。
Anyone who has a burden to be baptized and or want to know more about the meaning of a baptism, please contact Brother Wei Di or Brother Lima.
如果你要受浸，或者说你愿意对受浸的意义要更多了解的话。
Okay, that's all the announcement we had. We're going to now dismiss the brothers and sisters still by groups.
好，我们报告停在这里。